Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Chargers got to get a win. Not want to lose the game.
The Bengals head home with a win. Their first of the year.
Colts lead 20-17.
We just didn't play good enough.
Pass is broken up and now intercepted. And the Colts are going to win this game.
The trainers are attending to Tua.
He's tough mentally, physically. I figured he's going to come back.
They take the lead for the first time today. It's a safety. The Bills have a pulse.
Every time I play the Bills, it's always crazy, bro.
They're running out of time. 1 second. That's it. Ball game.
A terrific leaping grab.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
He's been almost perfect. Buccaneers will go for two. They're trying to tie this game. Incomplete pass. Tampa Bay Buccaneers fall short to the Green Bay Packers.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. Now we're on ESPNU. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. You can join the conversation on the Dr. Pepper call line, 888-SAY-ESPN. Guys, is the honeymoon over for Russell Wilson and the Broncos? Is the honeymoon over?
2-1.
They won 11-10, though. The offense does not look so good.
They're sitting at the top of the AFC West.
But everyone knew going into the season that's the worst division ever, right?
But, you know, Jay going to say, yeah. I mean, he's going to protect Russell, so you got to give him that. You know, that's Jay's guys.
I like Russ, man.
Look,
has the offense hit its stride? Nowhere close. Right, we talked a lot about Nathaniel Hackett being a first-year head coach, OC at the same time, wearing those same hats. Has it translated to the field? Miscommunication, there's been a lot of that. Their defense is what won them the game last night. Right, but at the end of the day, like, I still think there's a lot of upside there. They sure as hell look better than the Raiders.
Look, there's something to be said for winning games. Guys, going into the season.
I don't know that they look better than the Raiders.
Well, we're about to find out because they played the Raiders.
But I don't know that they're figuring out ways to win.
I mean, like, yeah, they won the game, like you said, Max, 10-11 against Jimmy out the back of the end zone, Garoppolo.
Right. That's the difference in the game.
If there's still things you're working on communication-wise, if there's still things you're working on as a relationship between the head coach and the quarterback, and the play calling, how all that works, and you're still winning while you're working on it, I'd much rather be in that situation than be 0-3.
Yeah, you'd rather be winning than losing, no question about it. But that offense, you say hitting its stride, that offense ain't even got out the blocks yet to even get into a stride. They not even – I mean, look, they are not doing anything. They spent a ton of picks. They gave up a tight end that's pretty good, okay, to go get Russell Wilson and give him a truckload of money, and you think that the return on the investment just being 2-1, they didn't want their offense. In fact, last game at home, the home crowd booed the offense, the head coach, and Russell Wilson.
I understand what it is. I understand how putrid it looks. But what I am saying is right now, regardless if it's not looking great, doesn't that give you some kind of optimism? All right, doesn't look great, but yet – going into week four.
My answer is yes, Jay.
They are
sitting top
of the AFC West.
You're two of the problem.
It's the stuff you talk about.
No, but the problem
rookie
that
coach,
you have.
Rookie OC, first-time quarterback with the team, and they're 2-1.
The problem that you have with that 2-1 is when you run up against the Chargers in Kansas City, in the Raiders, who move the ball down the field pretty well and can score points, and your offense can't match them, that's problematic.
Look, going into the last season, you pointed this out earlier, NFC West, could all four teams go to the playoffs? The answer was no. Seattle didn't go, but three did. This year, AFC West, could all four teams go to the playoffs? They're under 500 as a division, but the Broncos are 2-1. So these little extra – like, put it this way, Key. I think there's reason to believe the offense will get better. Do you believe that, yes or no? That's what Jay's
contention
is.
They have nowhere else. They're at the rock bottom. They look horrible.
Jay's right. There's nowhere but up.
Considering they're 2-1 because of the defense, if the offense progresses, they should be in decent shape.
Being 2-1 certainly will help them, you know, in the future. And their schedule is not over the next 6 or 7 games. It's not murderer's row. They got like the Raiders and Indy in there. They play the Chargers at home. Then they got the Jets and a Jag team that's playing good football. Tennessee won, and then they got the Raiders again at home. So you start to look at the next seven to eight weeks of football, let's see what they are, is all I'm saying. Let's just see what they are.
FPI chance to win favors them in a bunch of these games. And then over the second half, not so much.
Yeah, 76% against the Jets. 32% against the Chargers? That's pretty low.
Because the Chargers, when Justin Herbert is healthy.
Yeah, he'll be healthy by week six.
Although, Key, that expression, Justin Herbert so far in his career, nothing good happens for that guy. His talent's off the charts, and yet the team does not win a whole lot.
Yeah, I don't. Only thing I can point to in that situation is the coach. That's all I can point to. When you have a
left
roster
him out on the
when you have a roster like that and you're struggling to continue to mount up W's, you only can point to the coach in that situation. And
why do you leave him on this field with bad ribs in a blowout?
I'm sure Sean Payton wasn't happy about that.
Or maybe he was.
Yeah, you're trying to hurt my quarterback in the future.
I know your quarterback was hurt and he played through injury, right? I mean, 38-10 is
– Yeah.
Ran off the field.
Yeah.
Nobody else was – I mean, well, Keenan Allen.
It was Grucius. It was.
Grucius.
It was a Grucius loss.
I'm not listening to y'all make fun of me.
I'm not making fun of you. I love that word.
To get the right word out my mouth.
I love the word Grucius.
Grucius. Is there such a word? Jay, Google it.
I do not think
there are some people like
you don't think so.
I do not.
There are some people in sports history who come up with certain expressions that everyone uses. Like Yogi Berra was that way, but Mickey Rivers was that way. But if you listen, there's wisdom in it. Like for example, when Keith said, "I got to do my brain real quick."
Oh, yeah, but that's different.
Last year I said Clayce Chapel.
That's different though, Jay. Than what he's saying. Do my brain. That's just
an expression.
Me working on my brain, trying to figure out what I want to say.
There was another one. He said
out
of the corner.
Never ever said that before. I think it just came out.
What
time.
It was peripheral?
That was wonder.
Guys, wasn't there a peripheral
I've never
one?
Heard you say that before.
Wasn't there one you said something about the periphery?
Periphery. Yeah, I've been using that my whole life.
Periphery. Got to periphery that.
What do you want me to say? Peripheral.
Real quick, let's listen to Russell Wilson. People want to talk about this. This is on the atmosphere and how the team battled.
This atmosphere felt like a playoff atmosphere. You know, that's what we need. That's what it means a lot to us as players to obviously go up against a great team like that. We're still all learning each other. There's a whole new system and everything. Everybody's coming together, but there's so much greatness in store, and I can't wait for it. But just watching our defense battle, just against a really good offense and then giving us a chance, and everybody just believing in each other. That's what football is all about, you know, and it's about getting another win in that win column, and we were able to do that.
Sounds just like Pete Carroll. He really sounds like Coach Carroll. Just
his cadence. Spent enough time together.
His cadence and everything, and just very diplomatic in how he answers those questions, and it's like
very like politician-like. It's very kind of like, you know, certain players you feel like when they really start talking their emotions, you're like, uh-oh, here we go. But even for him, the way he protected Nathaniel Hackett in the first game, he's like, well, that was a play call, and that's what we wanted to do, and, you know, it just bought in.
Russell
with
Wilson is family-friendly. You know, like it's rated G. It's for everybody.
Yeah, he's nothing wrong with that.
Horses for courses.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with it at all, Jay.
Gregory in Florida, you're on with Keyshawn J. Willimax, ESPN Radio.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
What's up, G?
All right. I want to talk about what you guys are talking about, the psyche with the coach and the quarterback. Yeah, I'm a Miami Dolphins fan. You see the difference in Tua Tagovailoa with a coach that believes in him versus the previous coach. You see how Andy Reid stepped in yesterday between Eric Bieniemy and Patrick Mahomes, and that was the support there. Now, on the flip side, we got a guy here in Miami, University of Miami. He was the ACC Freshman Player of the Year, and now we got a new coach, and the kid looks like he don't know how to throw the ball again. Mm. So, it comes all the way back to the coach and the relationship, and it's a great thing when somebody believes in you.
That's true. That's true, Jay. When you have somebody believing in your skills and understand what your skill set is, they can put you in the right situation to be successful. And if you aren't successful in the situation they put you in, it doesn't necessarily fall on the coach. It falls on you, especially when it's a new head coach.
True. But I do want to say, do you remember when Mike McDaniel got the job first time when it was announced? And they took the Dolphins did something where the first person that he actually FaceTimed was Tua.
Yeah.
Like in that relationship, right? Like, and that says something because Brian Flores, you could tell there was doubt there in that relationship where Mike McDaniel made that relationship feel different. And now we're seeing that being translated to the field.
Yeah. It he feels he trusts him, yeah. He likes him, and that's what it is.
Drink some water, Max.
I'm having an alert. Yeah, like, is pollen count high? This last day or two, like over the weekend, it started. I'm having an allergic reaction.
I don't know New York weather like that.
Yeah, I don't know, but I know my eyes were watering, sneezing all weekend. But like not sick, but like allergic. Chris in Dallas,
not sick.
Not sick.
Man, I'm looking at Key like we in studio with you. Hold on, man.
No. It's not. I would tell you if I was sick. It's like allergies.
Would you though?
I already sprayed my mic, so I'm good.
Yeah. I would. Lysol. When have I not? Really? Chris in Dallas, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Keyshawn, J. Will, Max, how you fellas doing?
What up,
man? Chris?
What's happening, man?
Hey, how y'all going? So I'm a longtime 49ers fan. I've been a 49ers fan since 92, 93. I watched the game last night. Jimmy G, he's just not the answer for the 49ers, and I even believe Kyle Shanahan knows it. Watching that game, the way that San Francisco's defense played and the way that D'Amico Ryan called that game, San Francisco should have won at least by 2 touchdowns. Jimmy G, he missed Deebo Samuel on that wheel route, wide open down the sideline against the linebacker. He underthrew him at least about 5-6 yards. Deebo had to come back for the ball, stumble. That should have been a touchdown, a couple third down throws. Jimmy G threw behind the receiver. I mean, that killed the drive, that killed the momentum, that killed the rhythm. I mean, I know this is his second game starting, but Jimmy G has been in this offense for too long not to make the proper throws. And it's just killing me. But like I said, I believe even Kyle Shanahan knows that Jimmy G is not the answer.
So is he just the luckiest dude who ever lived? Like how? This
of course
is my
Shanahan
question.
Knows he's not the answer.
This is
to
my
get
question.
Rid of him.
I hear everything you're saying. It makes sense. What Key and Jay said earlier, it makes sense. I just noticed that if it's all about the defense and the coaching, then the team wins 70% of their games with the starter, they should win 50, 45% at least of the games with the backup. But we have huge sample sizes that tell us they almost never win when he doesn't start.
Yeah, but the drop-off from a starter in the NFL to a backup is significant. That's why when you go from a top guy, and you look up and say, well, how come he's a running back? He's in the NFL. Adrian Peterson is gone. How come he can't do some of the same thing? The drop-off is just – it's unbelievable. It's in basketball.
And it's not a small sample size. It's
in basketball, all of a sudden, Jason Tatum is not on the floor, but the guy replacing him is in the NBA. It's not the same. It just isn't the same.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach with their easy-to-use mobile app. Learn more at progressivecommercial.com. Joining us now, guys, Charles Haley, Hall of Fame linebacker, 5-time Super Bowl champion. Good morning, Hall of Famer.
Hey, good morning, guys. How y'all doing today?
What's
doing
up, good, Big Hay?
Hey, you know, I'm living a dream.
Yeah, you living a dream, all right. Get a chance to watch these Cowboys take on these Giants tonight. And your former boss and my former boss and head coach slash general manager, owner Jerry Jones, says that he would welcome a quarterback controversy in Dallas if the Cowboys continue to win under Cooper Rush. What's your thoughts?
Jerry just spilling out. Hey, I go out to practice. There's no competition, man.
Charles.
Language. Let's Charlie, watch the language.
He's straight.
Family
I'm
program.
Curious, man. Cooper Rush played well in his game, right? Do you think, is it more like how they utilize him, or do you think, does he have the moxie to really go to a different level? Like, do you think Cooper Rush is that guy?
Hey, bro, you play like I have, and you know when the backup comes in, the expectations are really low. And so he doesn't have the pressure on him like Dak would have on him on himself. If he throws an interception, lose the games, you know, they expect that. So you could go out there and play freely, and that's the reward of being a backup.
So I'm a Giants fan, and as a Giants fan, the fact that they were so messed up that they had to trade with the Bears for those extra draft picks, which allowed Micah Parsons to go to Dallas, is killing me. You mean to tell me I could have that dude could have been on my team this whole time? I could be rooting for him. How good is Micah Parsons?
Hey man, I went over there for the first time during that training camp, and I was talking to him, and then I saw him at practice, and I'm going like, I'm going like, wow, this guy's gonna be something special, man. He got it all. He can do it all, and is he gonna stay focused enough to finish his career? You only play 1 year, bro. You know, a lot of things can happen. You know, you got to take care of yourself. But he is special.
The Monday Night Football preview is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Joining us this morning is the great Charles Haley, former Dallas Cowboy, 5-time Super Bowl champion and Hall of Famer. Big dog, when you look at Micah Parsons, and obviously you have something to say about pass rushers. You did it at a high level. Mm. And when you hear the comparisons, though, to Lawrence Taylor and Micah Parsons, just comparisons, that no one's saying he's going to wind up as LT, but early signs say he could. What do you see when you hear that?
LT, hey, there's only one. There's only one, and a lot of people can emulate him, man, but they can't beat us, man. And I studied him my rookie year. Every year that I played, I studied LT, and I could not match what he would do, man. So it doesn't matter comparisons, but nobody could be LT.
Do you think – one thing I – LT's my favorite player of all time. Again, as a Giants fan, the best player I've ever seen. But is there a player that has reminded you more of LT at this early stage in their career than Parsons? Because I can't think of anyone since LT. Is there anyone else that comes to mind, or does he remind you more of LT than anyone after a year and some change?
Hey, I'll say it again. There's only one.
won't humor me.
LT, you know, he had power, speed, and quickness like nobody else have. Micah got some good tools, but he needs to refine those tools in order to even be in the same category as LT.
Charles, are the Cowboys the best team in the NFC East still, even though we're seeing what Jalen Hurts and the Philadelphia Eagles are unleashing on the NFL right now?
Hey, at this point, without Dak being there, I don't know what's going on right now. I watched that game last week, and Jalen Hurts impressed me. They're playing at a really high level, but the one thing the Cowboys does have is a great defensive line. I think they got the best group of defensive linemen that can really affect Jalen Hurst.
That is Charles Haley, ladies and gentlemen, Hall of Fame linebacker, 5-time Super Bowl champion. Appreciate you joining us this morning.
All right, Big Haley.
Hey guys. Hey, y'all be blessed, man. And hey, this league has changed a lot, man. It's a cupcake league, so we gotta pray for him, right?
He's not lying. Thanks, Charlie.
I was telling Jay on the sidebar if he didn't get a chance to watch him play, like really watch him, because Jay was in basketball. He was young.
Yeah. And young.
That dude?
Yeah. Yep.
Come on, man.
You know me. I've been watching highlights right
Charles
here.
Charles Haley? Like, oh.
Different.
Yeah, but talking about the comparison to LT, that's why dudes like that, as great as he was, They're like, I looked at LT. I just couldn't do what he could do. So when they, so when guys like that hear Parsons comparisons, they're like, oh, time out. You know how good LT was? But it speaks to the kind of impression that Parsons is making so far that he brings him to mind.
I've never seen any. First time I've seen, though, actually, was Lawrence Taylor chasing somebody down from the backside. I've never, like, it was like, who goes from that side of the field to the other side of the field and gets the tackle? Like, it was just like, it didn't make
plus,
any sense.
Plus, the way he sacked quarterbacks, like, you see, like,
it was
Deacon,
violent,
Deacon
too,
Jones yeah, and guys man. Get to the guy, but LT hit him with an extra snap
it
you hadn't
violent.
Seen before.
It was violent.
Yeah.
It was like, bring your ass here.
Yeah, look at that. There was something extra to it.
Man, he was good. God, he was good.
Some athletes that you live through, I'm sure in this generation, it'll be LeBron and, you know, Aaron Judge, whoever, but, you know, Michael Jordan, Mike Tyson, Lawrence Taylor, you see it and you're like, it makes an impression with you that stays there forever.
What always, that impression you're talking about is when I'm around people or I'm around coaches or whatever the case is, and they try to go get that guy. Like I remember when Coach Parcells drafted DeMarcus Ware, it reminded him of 56.
Right.
He saw 56 in him. So whenever a coach says, you know, I'm looking for another Jay Will. I need that guard. Even though he ain't going to do the same things.
Shorter guy, but who can really handle and shoot and stuff.
Yeah, all that. You know, they going to find him, and it'd be like, oh, okay, we got a smaller guard with explosiveness. Reminds me of Jay. No, I'm serious.
No, I know you're very serious.
That was me that time. He wasn't doing it.
It's more Max. He's like the shortest guy on the set that has a lot of short jokes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just athletic guys.
You always look at a guy and you go, I really would like to have that. Because that reminds me of him. It's like a run of receivers at USC. Everybody was 6'4", really dark, with a fade.
Keyshawn Johnson.
It was like, ah, Keyshawn. Like, no, it's not going. He's good.
Say anybody dark with a fade is you? Just because they run fast?
Look, everybody dark. Hey, look. Everybody dark and tall with a fade was Keyshawn Johnson.
Every very handsome guy under 6 feet tall, very witty, funny, great on the radio.
It's Max Kellerman.
It's the next Max Kellerman. It's ridiculous.
But it's true, though.
No,
it's
I get
like,
it.
In baseball, everybody's going to be Derek Jeter because it's not going to happen.
Get renter's insurance. That's what I have to tell you guys. To protect the things that make your place a home, including coverage for theft or damage, visit progressive.com. So Key told us Jags are going to beat the Chargers. Would Jay listen?
No.
How hot is Brandon Staley's seat in L.A.?
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Molly just asked us coming in for break, do we think the Giants are going to win?
Molly
is a foot. Molly used to work, you know, NFL and knows a lot about football.
Fantasy football. She was big in fantasy. She was big in fantasy football back in the day.
Ma, what do you think? You think the Giants are going to win? You're a Giants fan. Although she's also a Tom Brady fan somehow, but yes.
Do you want to come over here and use my microphone to talk about?
Yeah, why don't you just. Oh, Molly, you always look good. Come on.
She's on TV. She can't go on looking like that. There's
what,
no
like,
way.
What?
She looks great. Oh, she has on sweats and flip-flops. She don't want to come on that way.
But pretty is pretty. Come on.
No, don't let Key talk you out of coming on the show, Molly.
Yeah. Think they can win, but she's nervous.
You're always nervous when it's Giants-Cowboys.
Yeah, and by the way, Parsons, man. Huh? I'm worried about Parsons, Molly.
You going? No, I wish I was going. Yeah. You want to go?
She doesn't wish hard. She just it wasn't like a shooting star or something. She just, you know. You can get your wish if you really want to go. Molly's slipping right out the side over here. Guys, Keyshawn J. Willimax, ESPN Radio. So the Raiders are winless. Winless. Is Derek Carr an elite quarterback? Before we start jumping on it, Key, you have tiers of quarterbacks. And you at one point, early, maybe it was last season even, you were like, Carr is in, got 1 foot at the top of one and 1 foot at the bottom of the elite, right? Clearly, both feet, neither feet is in the elite category at the moment if they're 0-3, right?
Yeah, No. He was hanging on the bucket.
Yeah, peering in.
Listening to the guys inside the bucket. He was there, you know, listening inside the bucket, and now he slipped, and he's now out of the holding on, and he's in the second bucket hanging out with everybody else.
Yeah, who's everybody else, though? Let's get an idea.
Well, it won't be. It's not Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, and Lamar Jackson.
Oh, no. Lord, no.
Lamar Jackson has moved himself in my category
100%.
From his own separate category to in the bucket with the other guys based on what I've seen.
He's leading the league in quarterback rating.
In terms of pushing the ball down the field.
Yeah.
He's in and throwing and running and all that. He was just over there for a little bit. Him and Kyler Murray were hanging out, you know, playing backgammon and all that other stuff. Now they are in that bucket, or better yet, Lamar's in that bucket. Carr, on the other hand, he's not there. He's not there. Still really good. Still would take him, but he's not there.
CJ, I would say there's – forget about Kirk Cousins and these guys. I would say Dak, he's in a bucket with Dak and a few others who you would say, look, if I have this guy, I'm not looking for a quarterback. I got a quarterback. They're not elite, but to me also, like, if I have Kirk Cousins, who's fine, I'm looking for a quarterback still. But if I have Derek Carr or Dak Prescott, I have my quarterback. That's, to me, the difference.
Same with Matthew Stafford?
No, Stafford is in the first bucket. He just won the Super Bowl.
No, he's not in the first bucket.
I think he is.
He's not in the first bucket.
Dude, he just won the Super Bowl. And he did it by making big plays.
I understand it. He is not in the same conversation. He is not in that conversation. He is not in that conversation.
He's not in the elite of the elite.
He is not with Aaron Rodgers. He is not.
But he's above Derek Carr.
Yes.
Stafford won
the Super Bowl.
He's in that second bucket, and he's standing on top of Carr's shoulder trying to get out to get to the other bucket.
Yeah, but he's on top.
I think there's a bucket we're not talking about.
No. How many buckets do we have?
No, it's only two.
Here, watch.
Two buckets.
That's it.
Watch.
Can't be 20 buckets.
Well, you got Kyler Murray, Lamar Jackson.
No, Lamar's gone. He left Kyler alone.
Now Kyler's in the lower bucket.
Yeah, Kyler's off chilling by himself.
Okay, where's Jalen Hurts?
Jalen Hurts is
now sliding with Kyler.
Okay.
So he's kind of hanging. Well, I said sliding. I didn't say there with him yet.
All right.
He's sliding that way. Right? Yeah. That first bucket of the big three.
All right.
The big three are Aaron Rodgers.
Patrick Mahomes
and Lamar Jackson.
Okay, I'm with it.
Then that other bucket has everybody in it fighting the crime.
Herbert's not with them dudes.
No, he is.
No,
he hasn't won anything.
I don't care. He's standing on their heads.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
No, he's not.
So much better than those guys.
He's not.
Guys, Herbert is, like, Derek Carr is good. Herbert is so much better than Derek Carr. Come on, he could do things. And I like Carr. There's a difference in talent.
Everybody looks at talent differently. He looks like 1985 quarterback. Justin Herbert. He looks like 1985.
They weren't 6'6 and fast and with an arm like that.
Oh, my God.
In 85, 6'6 and fast?
Oh, 6'4, 6'5. What do you think? Marino and them dudes is huge.
First off, I'm taking Josh Allen before Justin Herbert.
Not me, but go ahead.
I mean, I think Josh, MVP, I mean, what do you want from him? Other than winning.
But when I watch Josh Allen, I don't see anything better than Herbert.
Well, you talk about the second bucket, the first bucket, whatever. Yep. Josh Allen has the right leg in the first bucket.
Got it.
Crouch on the edge of the first bucket.
Straddling.
With his right arm down, ready to lift the left leg up to get into the bucket.
I propose the following. I think we need another bucket.
No.
Now, let me tell you why. If you want to say Rodgers, Mahomes, and who else? And Lamar?
Yeah.
Okay. I think there is a certain quality quarterback who's not quite that, based on they haven't done it yet or their talent's not quite there or whatever, but they're separate from Derek Carr and Dak Prescott and these guys who are next, right?
Justin Herbert, Josh Allen,
Matt Stafford, and maybe one or two other guys.
They're all in that second bucket, Max.
But it's too many guys who are different.
They're all in that second bucket.
They're fighting. He's pulling him down. He's trying to get out. No, you're not coming. Come back down here with me.
Crabs in a bucket.
No, you know what I'm saying, Jay?
Yes,
when a ladder is there, and he's on the ladder. He's looking down at everybody else. I'll see you later next week. I'm going to get in there. Tua came out of the third, no bucket, into the second bucket, but he's at the bottom of the second bucket trying to pull him to get up to the top of the second bucket to maybe one day get in the first bucket. You know what I'm saying?
I think you need another bucket.
No. Yeah. No, because it's not –
I think you need two more buckets.
It's only about
maybe three.
It's only about eight quarterbacks in that second bucket. Everybody after them eight is whatever.
So there's
no bucket for the bottom tier quarterbacks. Nah, they're not even in the bucket. They're swimming out. They're
how you go? What bucket? You put buckets. Jameis. You can't put Jameis in the second bucket. Oh, right.
But that's your Super Bowl favorite.
You can't put Baker in the second bucket.
I just think you're.
You can't put Zach Wilson in the second
you're
bucket.
With too broad a
brush. Wait. Time out. You just put Jameis in the same breath. Baker Mayfield and Zach Wilson.
No, I said you can't put them in the second bucket.
I know.
They're all over there trying to get into the second bucket.
Oh, you think Jameis is better than Baker?
I'm just going back to
No, they're trying to get in the second bucket. Okay. They're not in anything.
I know one of your favorites to win the Super Bowl are the Saints, and it's just interesting to hear Jameis.
No, ain't no one that is my favorite.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's interesting to hear Jameis, in your opinion, in the same bucket with Baker and Zach.
Yeah.
Considering he's the pivotal piece to help this team win a Super Bowl.
Part of the problem is he has back issues. And he's hurt. So you got to take that in consideration. It's just not – if he was 100% healthy, he wouldn't look like he looked.
I'm not putting Justin Herbert in the same bucket with those dudes. He's twice as good as those dudes. He's so good.
So you're not putting him in the second bucket with some of the guys.
He's in the second bucket with Josh Allen and Joe Burrow?
To me, that's why you need a separate bucket. Those guys are excellent. I don't want to put them in a bucket with some of the Kirk Cousins. They're so much better than him.
But Kirk Cousins is just – it doesn't mean – that Kirk Cousins is ever getting out of the second bucket.
But
he's just sitting there chilling.
But a bucket, so what a bucket signifies is it's a difference of kind, not of degree.
I'm saying
Justin Herbert, it's kind, not degree, if you're in a different bucket. Justin Herbert is a different kind of quarterback, different kind of player than Kirk Cousins and all these other dudes.
Okay. How many buckets are you pulling for, Max?
I want four buckets.
You want four buckets now. Okay, let's talk about this when we come back from break.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
So I'm still confused with this whole buckets conversation that you're saying that we were talking about. Key has two buckets of elite quarterbacks in the next tier. Max, you want four buckets. Am I accurate? Key, can you explain your two buckets?
Okay, so my two buckets, three MVPs, former MVPs, Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, and
Lamar Jackson.
And Lamar Jackson. Brady old, I didn't even think about him. He's retired in a week. So now the second bucket, you have guys that are moving in that direction. Josh Allen, who is at the top of it, holding on, trying to come out of it to get into the first bucket. You have Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow. Those guys are at the top of the second bucket, ready to jump out.
and bunny hop into the first bucket. And all the other little...
Don't get a bucket.
All the other quarterbacks that's there, that Matthew Stafford and all them, Carr and them, they there, but they not at the top of the second bucket. And then after that, whatever else. You have all them Kirk Cousins.
This is why I do four buckets, okay, Jay?
I like that.
This
that
is
sounds
why,
right, Keith.
This is why I do four buckets.
Okay, four.
A bucket, as I said, is what when you say bucket to me, that means we're talking about a difference of kind, not degree. Within the same bucket, it's a degree thing. But it's the same kind of guy, but a degree difference. A little bit here or there.
Yes.
New bucket, it's like qualitatively, this is a cut above. So if you want to do what Key says, where you have just the elite of the elite, you need a bucket for that.
Mm-hmm.
Then you need a
three quarterbacks, correct?
Okay, that's three for him.
I'm
might have
you.
A couple. I might have – I still have Brady in there until proven otherwise. So that's four.
You put in Herbert and Allen in that elite bucket?
No, because they haven't done it in the playoffs yet,
okay.
Right?
All right.
So, and then Burrow has, but he doesn't pop off the screen to you the way Allen and Herbert do, okay?
All right.
So I have the one bucket there. Then I have another bucket of guys who are just clearly better than the other quarterbacks, even if they're good. I would put in there Herbert and Burrow and Allen, and also Stafford, okay? Now we've covered a qualitatively different thing. Now I have another bucket for good quarterbacks, but they're not Jags, just a guy, but they're not elite. A
lot of buckets.
That's three. And okay. then the rest can go in their own bucket. Or if you don't want a bucket for that, we'll just keep it to three. How's that?
Why just not put Herbert and Allen in the top tier bucket?
Well, because Key is creating a standard where haven't done it in the playoffs, I can appreciate that.
I hear, but I'm saying if you have it, you have it.
Okay, then
regardless of whether you win a Super Bowl or not, like those.
Okay,
dudes
then
all
you can do.
It.
Then you can do.
We're looking at Aaron Rodgers and Justin Herbert. I kind of look at them the same.
Then
like,
you can
got
do,
it.
Then you can
yeah,
do two
I don't
buckets.
Look at Aaron Rodgers and Justin Herbert is the same. I'm
then
sorry.
You could do two buckets, but you need like eight dudes in the first bucket, and then a whole bunch of guys
yeah,
in the next
not,
one.
But
and
it's
then
not, it's not eight dudes that's compared to those three.
I think Justin Herbert, I'd rather have him than one or two of those guys, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
I got to get out of here.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Here it is.
Monday is a great day for a parlay.
You cannot play if you don't listen to what I'm saying. Monday.
This is the Monday Parlay.
I know that voice.
All right, guys. It's the Monday Parlay time.
I say, I know that voice. You cannot play if you don't listen to what I say. I know that voice.
What do you got, Key? What's your first leg of the parlay?
I'm going to take Graham Cracker Gano. 6.6 and a hook.
Six and a hook.
Points. So he's going to be over 6 and a hook on points.
All right.
All right. I got next one. I think that defense is going to be prolific tonight for the Cowboys. I think Daniel Jones is going to need to use those feet, get out of the pocket, get some yardage. I'm going to go over 26 and a hook for rushing yards for Daniel Jones.
Well, I like that. But I also think one way to get out of some trouble is to hand the ball to Saquon Barkley. Now, I'm a little conflicted here.
You lost this on us, I think it was last week.
I'm a little conflicted here because without a receiver to threaten the defense, they're going to stack the box on Saquon.
Pick a different one.
Also, but the over-under 77.5 I'm riding with Saquon this year. I'm going over on Saquon, 77.5
Yeah,
on the ground.
I think he gets about 90.
So? Yeah. I think he's going to do it.
Backfield a ton in the passing game, man.
Yeah, and exactly. And well,
that's
we're talking about rushing yards.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm pushing.
Yeah, but he is running
point.
Between the tackles with a new kind of conviction that he didn't have even in his great rookie campaign.
He didn't do it so well last game.
He did.
It was more out of the backfield.
No, but Jay, when the game was on the line, they handed it to him against stacked boxes, and he was picking up 6 yards on first down.
How many yards he had last game?
I don't know. I don't know how many yards he had last game.
But not off the top of my head either.
He had about 72 yards on the ground. Mm-hmm. I think he had 72 on the ground.
72
and
on the
like
ground.
60-something in the air.
And he had 164 week one.
That's what I'm saying. So
if he's between those
5,
two numbers.
Look it up. I could be wrong.
I'm going to say he gets a buck 10 tonight. I think Parsons is going to be sent after Daniel Jones. And so, you're not going to use Parsons just to stop the run. If they did, if that was the game plan, basically spy Saquon Barkley, he ain't getting those 77.5. But I don't think that'll be the game plan.
So 72 yards.
What did I say?
72. You said 72 yards.
Yeah. That's what he had?
21 carries, 72 yards.
What did he have in the air?
Just say.
Another 16 or something.
Yeah, 16. 18, maybe 60? Yeah.
Something like 16 or 18. He was under 100 over.
Was he?
Yeah.
Let me see. Yeah. I knew in rushing he was at around 70.
That's what I'm saying, Max. It's 77.5.
I'm taking the over.
You're taking the over?
Yeah.
I'm taking the over, too.
Really?
Yeah. He's a 90-yard guy.
Who has a better defense, the Cowboys or the Panthers?
Cowboys.
So why are you taking over?
As I said, I don't think the game plan – I'll be wrong if you see early in the game, Parsons is there to stop Saquon Barkley. He will not get it. But – if he's not, if he's being sent after Daniel Jones, if he's basically being used to rush the passer, Saquon's going to get his.
He'll rip a 40-something yarder off, though.
Do something like that.
Right. He's going to have one splash play.
140.
I feel like they're going to stack the box,
143-yard run, and then the rest will be 3 yards in a cloud of dust.
Tonight's going to come down. Can Daniel Jones, pass the ball through the air to beat the Cowboys?
We're going to lose. What's that? Sorry.
That's what I'm saying. Take away the run game. You try.
Yeah.
But who would you rather have? Saquon Barkley or Zeke Elliott?
Saquon.
Pollard or Saquon?
Ooh. Saquon.
Zeke and Pollard versus Saquon.
I like Saquon better than them dudes, And if you put him on a team, if the Giants had one receiver where the defense was like, oh, he's keeping us honest, Saquon would go crazy, but they don't.
How about the passing yards over or under is more for Cooper Rush than it is for Daniel Jones?
It's like
204, 205. For Cooper Rush, it's like 190-something for
I can buy that. Yeah. I can buy that.
Daniel Jones does need us one game where
That's what I'm
pops
saying.
He
needs something, man. You need something. This is tonight.
Right.
This is Monday Night Football against your divisional rivals, the Cowboys, who have Cooper Rush as your starting quarterback.
Giants,
if there was ever a moment to have a shining moment, it's tonight.
Tonight.
Look at FBI. Yes. Giants, 56% chance to win.
You should go bet on that.
I'm not a betting man.
You should put all your money on that game.
207.5 for Rush, 198 for Jones. Over under passing yards. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but Cooper Rush will throw for 200 because the Cowboys, that's their offense. That's what they do. Giants aren't trying to do that. They realize they don't have any receivers.
Right.
So those numbers are probably fair.
Well, we do have receivers. They just don't fit
Can
into
Kadarius
the offense.
Tony? Look, I know that the Giants don't think that Kadarius Tony, I don't know what it is, studies hard enough or wants it, whatever it is, he's out of favor. However.
That's probably more likely out of favor.
Right. However, at a certain point, you're just working with what you're working with. That dude can threaten the defense. He can. He's talented.
But coaches. When coaches don't trust you or they don't like you, they'll try to ruin you, believe it or not, Max.
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
When
when they just don't like you, they'll find a way magically in their mind to figure out how not to utilize you.
Yeah. So much of life is getting out of your own way, you know?
You ain't lying about that. And I've seen it before.
And he may be just fine. I don't know. I met the Giants. I'm not over there. He may be just fine, but they already, in their mind, already got whatever it is they feel about him.
All I'm saying, though, is the upside there. Same thing with Kenny Galladay.
Like, we already don't.
But Kenny Galladay, sometimes you watch, you go, he used to maybe be good. He's not good recently.
In their mind, they don't like it. So they're not going to try it.
There's an expression called.
Kenny Galladay said in the media the other day, that doesn't help his case.
What did he say?
Well, he's just talking about, I'm that guy. I should be playing. Like, all right, like, I hear you, but that's not helping your case.
There's an expression cutting off your nose.
That's what I'm saying.
There's an expression cutting off your nose to spite your face. Cutting off your nose to spite your face, right?
Yeah, you gotta know.
When they don't play Kadarius Toney, they're cutting off their nose to spite their face.
Give me the damn ball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, by the way, even if everything you say is true, and I believe you about the dynamic with the coaches, but then they got to get out of their own way and realize, look, this is what we have. We're going to have some receiver as a threat eventually.
I know you're a fan and you're talking with passion. They've already evaluated him enough in their mind.
No more than I do about him.
This guy here, whatever it is, whether it's he was late to lifting weights, whether he left his playbook in the office and didn't take it home and they saw it, whatever it was, that's the way they feel.
At least he got his money.
Kenny Galladay was asked about, playing just two snaps against the Panthers, which is a game they won. Quote, I don't agree with it. I should be playing regardless. That's a fact. Look, the hilarious thing about Galladay is he's there because Gettleman had several years to put his team together, and he thought, okay, now I just need a piece to put me over the top. Identifies Galladay as that piece and then goes, here we go, everybody, watch this. And, of course, the Giants lose practically, all the time, and Galladay's not very good.
The problem is that this regime actually has faith from the fan base and the players.
Yeah.
So, before with Gettleman, that could pass. But when you say little things like that and you're watching how hard these guys play for Brian Daboll and Joe Shane, you're like, sorry, Kenny.
Agreed. And Key, you're right. Like, with this coaching staff and this GM, they know, like with the previous regime, fans had right reason to believe, I think I know more than they do. But with this regime, they know more than we do. So, you got to have trust.
I think the Giants have an opportunity tonight to win. We'll see.
Who you picking?
Keyshawn,
I'm
J.
picking
Will
the
Max.
Giants.
Giants.
G-Men. Let's go G-Men tonight.
G-Men. Big Blue. Greeny coming up right now. See you tomorrow, 6 a.m.
Peace.
No, watch they lose.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.